Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Up at 11 o'clock, Scott Petrak from the Chronicle Telegram is going to join us. We'll talk to our buddy Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network coming up at noon. As the Browns lose another football game, they lose it with the offense putting up 17 or fewer points for the 10th straight game, and the defense collapsing when it had to play its best, and it didn't. And some bad coaching down the stretch with the use of timeouts. Why was it bad? Because it didn't work. And that's how coaches are determined. It didn't work. So should Kevin have called those timeouts? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. I wouldn't have.
Here's the issue I have with Kevin right now is how many times he's walked into a press conference and said, we've got to coach better. We've got to coach better. We've got to coach better. Well, they didn't coach better yesterday. Whether you want to say this on offense or say this on defense.
I think they did till the fourth quarter, Andy.
It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, at the end of it, if it's a strike in the loss column, they didn't coach the whole game. You want to get on players for not playing the whole game. You want to be mad at the offense for only playing a partial game. Well, or the defense really. Yeah, I mean, the coaches didn't do it all the way through the end. And I normally don't sit here and dwell on coaches, but it was really, really, really hard not to go back and look at that last 4 minutes of the game yesterday and go, what happened and how did this happen? And if you're going to go up to the podium and say, we've got to coach better, then you probably need to explain how that was coaching better yesterday, because it wasn't.
I would say it's the whole fourth quarter. I'll be nice.
I'm just offense, pulling the last 4 minutes.
The offense got way too conservative in the fourth quarter. I mean, way too conservative. If Dylan Gabriel is good enough to go out and be your starting quarterback, then turn him loose. And dude's thrown a lot of passes in his life. You don't think he can throw
passes? That touchdown pass was awesome.
He made some nice plays. I don't think there's any question. And I just, 17 points in 10 straight games or fewer is just not acceptable. Now, there are a lot of factors that go into it, but you got to do better than that. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Fred is in Cleveland. Fred, welcome.
Hey, it's a therapy Monday, right?
Yes, it is, my friend.
All right. I'm going taking the gloves off right now.
There they go. Ding, ding.
No more 92.3 The Fan. We are now calling you guys 92.3 The Excuses. All right? Tired of hearing excuses. That's all we hear when it comes to the Browns.
Wait, are you saying that everybody at the station is exactly the same? That's not true.
No, not everybody. Okay, no. I'm just dubbing the whole station as that because I'm with you, Andy. Last 4 minutes, trash. I'm with you, Jeff, on you got to play. Stefanski can't keep coming up saying him. If you heard just Junkins, he came with a mentality. This team lacks a culture. It lacks an identity. Your identity is as good as your coach. That's why we don't have one. The guy plays conservative. Go look at all the times we've had him, and he's pulled these same boneheaded moves where the guy goes dummy in the head in the fourth quarter. All right, this always happens. I'm tired of blaming it on the players all the time. Short players can catch, but short lines can block better. We all know that. But at the end of the day, if the coach isn't playing these guys to their strengths and he's playing a conservative with a mediocre, boring of a snooze playbook, do you think them guys are really motivated to go out there and win for this guy? No, they're not. And what's going to happen is, get ready. The writing's on the board. Stefanski's out of here. He's not going to make it to the new stadium. He's going to go down, and we're going to be talking about him later on down the line. Like, he went down with all of these other players, and look at the roster we got towards the end of the stretch. Burying them probably still will remain. If y'all give them credit for this draft class, then you can keep the front office, guys. The guy that's going to fall under the gun is going to be Stefanski. And I want to say one more thing. Who would have ever thought that you could think, my grandfather got me to watch the Browns, man. He's been gone a long, long time. All right, he was born a long time ago. If he was to come back today and the Browns is still losing, that says a lot about this team, doesn't it? People have rooted for this team and have passed on for so long ago that if they came back today, the Browns are still losing. That says a lot about this team.
Fred, just love your grandfather. Don't blame him. Not his fault. It's not his fault. Jim, where are you calling from?
Brookstown.
Brookstown, yeah. Home of the Rovers?
Yeah. Home of the Rovers. Very good.
There
very
you go.
Good.
Home of Brian McClure, baby.
Yeah. I just an observation, because Jeff, you always say you like the coach, he's a good coach.
I think the guy can coach.
Okay.
But I don't think he did a good job yesterday. There's a difference between not coaching well in one game and being a good coach.
And I agree with you. So let's step back. I've been watching the Browns for, I'm 70, so I'd say almost 65, 66 years. I've been watching the Browns with my dad until he passed away. Got my kids on board, and boy, they're just as frustrated. My point is, you're only as good as your record. So what is Kevin Stefanski's record with the Browns?
41-48.
Does that tell me he's a good coach?
Do you think he's Bill Belichick?
I don't think Belichick was a great coach. I thought his quarterback carried him all the way.
For what it's worth, Jim, Kevin Stefanski's winning percentage in Cleveland is 46%, 41-48. Bill's was 45%.
Okay.
So take that. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it was all Tom Brady.
I like the caller before me. He was spot on. We're about tired of it. We're tired of excuses. You're tired of saying we got to get better. And some of these fouls that they're committing are coaching mistakes. They could coach that out of these boys. I mean, that's what they did to us when we went to school. I'll leave it open to comments. I just wanted to just say you're only as good as your record.
Jim, thank you. I'll also say you're only as good as your players.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
I'm sorry, Andrew Berry has left this team without a whole lot of skill position talent. Now, is that all his fault? I don't know. Was it his idea to trade for Watson and give up all the first-round picks and depleting? It's what we know is this, Andy. Mm-hmm. That whole thing didn't work. Mm-hmm. Okay, a better quarterback than the quarterback we ended up with left town. Was Deshaun Watson a better quarterback at the time? I thought so. You know, Houston Deshaun Watson was better than Baker Mayfield was here. But we haven't seen Houston Deshaun Watson.
Here, yeah, you're right, here.
We haven't seen that guy. And so that's not good. It hasn't worked, no question. And again, this is the type of stuff that gets people fired. Will it? I don't know. I think if not, I think it's telling. And I think I would get it. I mean, Kevin has minimal talent at wide receiver here. They're trying to win with a 40-year-old quarterback, a third-round pick, who's a smaller stature guy, and a fifth-round pick. Those are their quarterbacks. What's the best thing going on offense? number 10.
Yeah.
And the offensive line can run block. That was clear.
Yesterday.
You don't think they can run block? There it is.
No, I mean, he made plays that Joe can't. That was the one thing I walked about yesterday. I mean, he was able to elude some stuff that Joe wasn't able to, and I'm okay with it.
His movement, mobility helped.
And so I watched the game probably with 7 or 8 people, and I kept saying, does his height bother
you? Did you throw a party?
No, I went to one.
Did you cook?
No. Oh. So I went to, they did, man. The food was awesome.
Nice.
But.
Paula brought in goodies here.
Oh, I saw that. I hit some of that up before I walked out the door, too. Thank you, Paula.
Yeah, Paula.
But, you know, and I looked around the table, and I'm like, hey, you know, and I did this. I waited till the third or fourth quarter because I wanted to hear what they would say. I go, does his height bother you? Does his height bother you? Did his height bother you during the game yesterday?
Didn't notice it very much in the game.
I didn't notice it either. Yeah. So that's like the big rip on him, and I'm like, I didn't really notice it at all until he went to go hug Carson Wentz at the end of the game or shake his hand. And then everyone was like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
That was the only time that anyone said anything about his height yesterday.
All you need is a picture that we saw earlier of him looking up at Joe Flacco. You know, Joe's 6'6". Joe's a big guy. He sailed some throws yesterday, and we talked about that in the postgame show.
I think
show.
They were kind of to see another down, though. Well, there were a couple in the end zone.
I received a text yesterday from an offensive coach, longtime coach, who coached quarterbacks. And
yeah, but who was it?
I'm not going to tell you.
What was his name?
I'm not telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
And where's he from?
He's from Northeast Ohio.
Oh, a guy from here.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name? Joe?
State championship coach.
Oh.
And he said the way that the sailing of the throws.
Chico?
It's kind of a lefty thing. He said lefties drop their elbow and the hand goes kind of under the ball, making it sail. Which I thought, I've never heard such a thing, but you know a lot more about it than I do. I thought that was interesting.
You know, the under 20 stat that you've been running, what are the 11 straight? Is that what you had?
10.
10 straight. It's 20 of the last 24 games. If you want to, you really have to go back to when Flacco was here before and he was throwing those 300-yard games. That's where you kind of have to go back to. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for any of us.
Ron's in East Cleveland. Hello, Ron. Welcome.
Ron, what's going on?
Shahai, what's happening?
Hey, Shahai.
Hey, hear me out, because I deserve this. I've been on hold for 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, man,
you don't deserve anything. Neither do we, Ron.
I'm going to give you what, Ron. Can't do that again. That's a warning. We don't want to hear people moan about how long they've been on hold.
You got other things you can do. Go do it.
Yeah, go do it.
We're happy to have you join us, though. And we've only been here for 32 minutes, so don't give us the grief.
I've been on hold for 14 years on the show. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the airmailing of the ball means that he can't see.
No, that's not what it means, according to a guy who coaches quarterbacks, Ron. So go ahead. Right. Move along.
Well, a coach told you and you believe him. I know it.
I believe him more than I believe you, Ron.
I play quarterback. You don't believe me, do you?
Nope, not according to the coach.
Did you play quarterback?
Nope, that's why I listen to the coach.
Okay, now, that's another thing. Listen to the coach.
Wait, Ron, when did you play quarterback?
When?
Yeah, give me the years.
In 1984.
Were you
in
a lefty?
1984.
Were you a lefty?
No.
Well, then you don't know what the coach is talking about.
I'm okay, guys. Okay, I'm going to give you that. But that's the problem, though. Everybody blaming what are you guys afraid of hearing the truth?
Who's not saying the truth?
The truth is, look, I'm not going to let you win on this. The truth is, the fans, you got to go. That's the truth.
Well, so maybe it'll happen. Ron?
Have you been listening to the
maybe
show?
Maybe that'll happen.
Like anyone that was kind of pro Stefanski is probably leaning the other way right now. Do I blame Kevin? I don't blame Kevin. You can't tell me you don't blame the front office a little bit for the mess that we're in with the draft picks that were lost with the starting quarterback. I mean, that's not Kevin didn't make that call, did he?
Who took over Andy Ross? Who took over him?
Who what?
That's fearless
who took
leader.
Over for Andy Ross,
fearless
who,
leader.
What's his name?
That doesn't matter to you.
It's
Keith.
Matter.
It was the afternoon show producer. What's the difference? Who cares?
Wait a minute. It doesn't matter. I can't ask you a question.
No, I'm just saying. Just what's the answer? Point?
Hey, Jeff, those questions you asked last week to Kevin, man, them questions were bizarre. They were so...
To who?
I don't understand the questions you asked them.
To who? Who'd I ask questions to?
What's his name? Kevin. You have him on every week. You ask him like 3 or 4 questions.
Scott
that didn't
Petrak?
Make sense. You need to retire, Jeff.
Yeah, okay, Ron.
Oh,
you
man.
Need to go play quarterback somewhere. Oh, wait a minute. You did, and now you're calling us. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Scott Petrak will be with us at 11 o'clock.
We used to run a lot more in 84. I used to go to a lot of high school games where they didn't throw
a lot of options.
They just didn't throw it.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Jeff, it's your fault.
Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.